You retired in April of 2006.
Yes.
Almost 3 years ago right now.
Yes.
Here sitting in April. What brought you to that decision? And then you turned it over to your son, Robert Parker Jr. Talk to us about all that happening.
Yes, that's very easy. Bob Jr. told me some years ago, we got to move to Houston. Tulsa, all the oil companies have left. We don't have any customers here. Therefore, we're kind of not in play. Like Bartlesville left, you know, the doers are gone. And he was right. So I told him, I said, I don't want to move. You got to move. So from that day on, he'd been running the company. Even before then, he was the boss, and he was running the company. Houston move has proved very, very successful. Now, having said that, you got to remember that in Tulsa, I'm Mr. Parker. In Houston, he's Mr. Parker. Makes a big difference. If Mr. Parker is in Tulsa and not one of the players other places, it's different. If he's the boss and they know he's the boss, he's no longer my son. He's no longer a little boy growing up. And he gets much more respect, recognition. He's included where I used to be included. And it's just great, just great.
Obviously, that move worked quite well for you.
Yes.
Now you're operating your foundation.
Yes.
We're sitting in your foundation offices as
yes.
we do this interview.
Yes.
What is your foundation doing?
I sold all of my stock in Parker Drilling Company. And I did that when I retired. I got off the board. I made it as clean as possible for him to run the company. So that left our family with quite a bit of wealth. The management of that wealth and the kids that we have. I still have a daughter here and her grandchildren. We have a lot of grandchildren here. So the management of the trust is mainly is just taking care of what finances we have. In today's world, that's kind of difficult. And then we have ranches that run, the cattle ranches.
In Texas and Oklahoma?
In both places. Mm-hmm. Then I still have a contract with Parker Drilling Company to cover Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan is one of the largest areas of the world that we're in. That's the number of rigs. And that was developed under my leadership. The friends that I developed are still there. So it's very, very helpful to the company that I continue those relationships. And most of them are in Washington, D.C., with the embassy and with the ambassadors and people like that. I spent a lot of time on that, and I'm doing that for 3 years.
How many rigs, either maximum amount of rigs either you have now or did have?
We've been as high as 200, and we're down right now, I'd say we're about 70. We sold 100 land rigs when we moved out of the U.S., and we replaced them with new rigs, fewer rigs for international. So right now we're about 70 rigs, much smaller company, but much more profitable, which is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.